John, let me just try to paraphrase what you just asked and have a stab at it. A gentleman's asking me about government stimulus spending. What do I think about it? Do we need more? Do we need less? You know, I think a timely question. So go back to 3 years ago. You know, I'm one of those guys out there that say, thank God they bailed out the banks. Let's hope we don't have to do it again. So when you look at TARP, I think TARP was, for the most part, a success. You look at some of the other stimulus programs, and it's difficult to measure, right? I mean, we don't know how much worse it would have been had we not deployed that cash, right? So that's the simple issue. You know, in terms of additional stimulus, you know, count me on the side of I think we ought to try to stimulate more. With the jobless numbers so pathetic, with income numbers anemic, with housing still in crises in many areas of the country, I'm a big fan of stimulus. The problem we have, however, is the political climate in Washington will prohibit that. But, you know, relative to the stimulus and how it did, you know, nobody can argue that it didn't make sense to bail out GM. Nobody can argue at this point in time that it didn't make sense to bail out the banks, at least in 2007. And as to whether we provide additional stimulus or not, I think with or without it, we're going to slowly climb out of the hole we're in. And it's interesting that, you know, when we read economic forecasts, that they don't footnote them and say, you know, this is all conditional based on whether we receive additional stimulus or not. But, you know, you remind me of something else that I brought up last Tuesday that I want to do today, which is most of you get your news from one source. And I deliberately try to avoid that. And don't let other people form your opinions. Right? And so I deliberately read the Wall Street Journal cover to cover every morning. I've been doing it for decades. And then I'll go to the other side of the political spectrum and read the New York Times cover to cover. And I slug it through the op-ed pieces and the editorials for both the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. And then I'm going to form my own opinion based on what I read. Right? And so many of us now just get our news from one source, and I think that's wrong. And I can tell when y'all come into my office based on the questions that you ask me where you're getting your news from, because I've been at it for that long, right? And I'm not trying to tag you because that's not what you asked me. But, you know, you give me the opportunity to bring that out. And in an environment now where we're all so polarized, we're all on one side of the aisle or the other, you know, it's amazing that the people that I know, that my friends, my clients, you know, we're all kind of in the middle, usually. And it's amazing that the political process now is so alienating that, you know, we're listening to these politicians that are on way to the right, way to the left. Well, what about all of us that are mostly in the middle, a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, but mostly in the middle? So that's my point of wisdom this morning, is for everybody to try to get balanced news, you know, read stuff on the left, read stuff on the right, and form your own opinions. Don't let these guys form the opinions for yourself.